You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Four chickens and an Instagram account. That's how it started for one Sacramento family, just a backyard hobby that took flight, and now they're ready to give back. Dwayne and Edison's Agri is a small farm in Sacramento doing big things for the community. They recently launched a new program called Neighbor's Nest to provide snacks for families facing food insecurity. It's a collaboration with Alchemist CDC, that's a local nonprofit that connects families to food, land, and opportunity. Joseph Reedy is the founder of Dwayne and Edison's Agri, and he's here to tell us more. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so it all started with four chickens in your backyard. Why were you interested in raising chickens in the first place?
Well, it actually never even was a thought until we had moved to the country and just decided, why not? And then the joy of the truly fresh eggs was kind of shocking to me. So we had to grow it from there and had to make sure I get all the different colors and continue growing from there. And before you know it, sooner than later, we have more eggs than we could use. So we're giving them to friends and family who also love them. And so we decided to just kind of go all in, and we incubated a large batch of our own chickens and brought our flock up to about 100.
Yeah, some people may be surprised, like, oh, out in the country, you know, Sacramento hobby farm, where around are you located? It's a big county.
So we're actually just north of the Sacramento airport on Garden Highway.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. So how many chickens do you have today? You went from four, fast forward to now. How many do you have on your farm?
It is a hard number to pinpoint because they do what they want when they want, but it's somewhere around the 100 range.
Yeah. What does a typical day look like on your farm?
So it starts pretty early. As soon as the sun comes up, they're ready to roll. You just let them out, and they're simple. They pasture raise, so they do what they want all day. They eat bugs, grass, scream at the wind, having a great chicken life.
Having a great chicken life. So when you first started this, I mean, you moved a little further out in Sacramento and you're like, hey, let's start off with four chickens. When you actually started enjoying the product, the eggs that these chickens are producing, what makes these eggs different from the eggs that we buy at the store?
So you can see and taste it right away. The difference in the yolks, the color, they're deeper orange, richer flavor. The shells are thicker, a lot stronger. And the freshness coming straight from the farm to the table is something I never realized really makes a difference. When you're buying the eggs in the store, even if they are pasture raised, they've been shipped across the country and they're 30 to 45 days old by the time they even hit the shelves. Mm. So it's the freshness that really, I think, is what it is the difference.
Was that surprising to you when you first, you know, cracked open one of your eggs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I never really was a fan of eggs. We just did it to have for the chickens, for the kids. And once I tasted them, you know, there's no going back to store-bought.
Where can people buy your eggs?
So right now you can purchase our eggs at the Arden Arcade Farmers Market and through our home delivery program right here in Sacramento through our website.
Okay, so this all started on social media. This is the good thing about Instagram and, you know, and other apps like it. How has it grown? I mean, you're showing off the chickens, you're showing off your pasture eggs, and now you have a home delivery program as well as the farmers market.
Sure. Well, funny enough, it actually all grew through social media. I was just reaching out and adding people. And sure enough, I added Sam, the CEO of Alchemist CDC, who invited me to bring my eggs into one of their markets. And it went from there.
And we'll get to Alchemist CDC in just a moment. You also offer quail eggs. Now, that may be maybe a little more unusual for some people who are kind of used to chicken eggs. When did you branch out and actually start offering quail?
So that was close to the beginning of this year. We just wanted to continue our small egg venture. Quail are relatively easy to keep compared to chickens. They don't require as much space. They're ground birds. They don't fly, anything like that. But they are everything wants to eat them, you know. So they're contained a bit more than the free-ranging chickens. Mm.
How does a quail egg taste?
Very similar to a chicken egg. However, it's got more yolk than white proportionately. So you're going to have a little bit of a richer, kind of a creamier flavor because of that. But they do have about 2 times the nutrients, vitamins, antioxidants, and that per ounce than chicken eggs would.
Okay, because the eggs are smaller, but I mean, in that case, a little goes a long way. It packs a punch.
Exactly.
When you're at the farmer's market, you also accept EBT. How does that work for a business like yours, a small farm?
So that's actually all because of Alchemist CDC. They offer the program where you can bring your EBT card and get basically dollars that you can spend at the markets. And they also have a program called Market Match, where they will match up to $15 of withdrawals, so you can have an additional $15 to purchase fruits, vegetables, and that kind of thing. So it makes it so small farms like us can accept EBT.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I see people like cashing that out at the farmers market, and it's great being part of a community supporting small farms like yours while also getting some really nutritious, locally sourced food on your table. Given that EBT is distributed through programs like CalFresh, which is the state's version of SNAP, and that's in jeopardy of not being funded come November 1st due to the government shutdown, how does that impact a farm and a business like yours?
Well, I'd say about half of our sales do go through EBT. So it's an unknown. We don't know how that will affect us. People are, you know, obviously going to be struggling with the no EBT coming, and we're unsure of how that's going to look for, you know, what I would consider as an extra purchase, you know, the high quality eggs.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine. I mean, if it amounts to nearly half of your business, I mean, that must be concerning come next month if this government shutdown continues on.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. Yeah.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Duane and Edison's Eggery, a small farm in Sacramento. So where did the name come from?
So that is actually named after my 2 children, Duane and Edison.
Do they help out on the farm a lot?
Well, Edison's only one, so oh. He just barks his little commands. But Duane is quite the little helper.
Yeah, well, you know, the one-year-old's just around the corner from being a helper. But yeah, that's
soon enough.
Yeah, soon enough. Well, let's get to this program that you recently launched. It's called Neighbor's Nest. How did this idea come about?
So Neighbor's Nest came about from, we saw that all the support that Alchemist CDC is doing and all the things that, you know, they're doing for the community besides just the farmers market. So we wanted to join in, and we looked into contributing eggs, but our small size just and you know, our tight margins wouldn't allow for that. So we looked at purchasing eggs to donate to these families, but it came to the consideration that a lot of these families don't have reliable refrigeration. So we decided to do the next best thing and purchase bulk snacks that we can give to families and kids.
What would you like people to know about Alchemist CDC? It's a local nonprofit. People may have been touched by it and not really aware that this nonprofit exists.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, they're doing amazing things. They're offering meals to families. They're, you know, providing groceries and snacks that we're providing to so many different families throughout the community. And they provide the dollars at the markets, and all that is just, you know, it's immeasurable the help that gives to the community.
Yeah, I remember we had them on, and they have like a business incubator program as well. So they have lots of arms to helping the community surrounding Sacramento. So how does Neighbor's Nest, how does it actually work? Walk us through the process.
So what we do is we donate a portion of our proceeds every month to purchasing snacks that kids actually like. You know, that might be gummy bears, chips, popcorn, all that kind of stuff. It just varies. We try to get as much as we can.
Why do you think it's important for kids to have access to snacks that they want to eat?
Oh, well, I mean, just watching my children and seeing the reaction of, you know, knowing that they're going to have their favorite snack is something that kind of touches you. So it's important that these children who are facing hard times, who, you know, they've done nothing to be put into this position, it's important that they can have small things such as snacks that they love to feel, you know, seen.
How can the community help or get involved?
So there's two ways. You can either donate money directly to our website, in which we will use 100% of it to purchase snacks and donate directly to Alchemist CDC, or you can purchase snacks yourself and go on our website and fill out the form directly on the homepage, and we will come and pick those snacks up and donate them ourselves. So it's as simple as possible for everybody.
And you just launched this a few weeks ago. What has the response been like?
So it's actually been 3 months now, and the response has been great. You know, we've had a couple of contributions that have made it so we're able to do even more. And we're hearing that everyone is really appreciating all the goodies.
Okay, wonderful. What is your vision for how this program can expand, or would you like it to?
Yeah, so it's not really something that I ever intended on doing until I just saw the need for it. So right now, my number one focus is raising my kids, taking care of my family. But looking ahead, we're definitely looking for ways to expand the impact beyond just our small farm. We're looking for partner farms that share the same values as us, and that would allow us to expand our operations, sell more eggs, and, you know, be able to afford to help more families in need.
You mentioned that, you know, you became aware that there was a need. How did you come to that realization? How did you become aware of that?
Oh, well, I was just speaking with some of the members of Alchemist CDC about what was needed at the donations, and snacks are regularly requested, as the food banks typically just have more of your staple type things.
All right. Well, how would you like your farm to grow, or do you want it to grow? You want it to just kind of stay the same, which is, I think, wonderful the way it is.
Oh, well, we're pretty much at capacity for what we're going to be able to do here. We're absolutely looking for partner farms and land opportunities, but that's all in the future. Right now, we're just kind of focusing on doing what we can to help the kids in the area.
Are people able to visit the Agri?
So it's actually our home as well, and we haven't ventured into any of the insurance for anything like that, so not at the moment.
Yeah, and privacy is also important. I mean, you're hard at work from the break of dawn, you know, working with chickens, so I get that. Finally, where can listeners just find you on social media and online if they're interested in trying your eggs, quail eggs or chicken eggs out?
Sure. So our website is DwayneEdisonAgri.com, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook just by searching Dwayne and Edison's Agri.
All right. Thank you so much, Joseph, for stopping by.
Thank you.
Joseph Reedy is the founder of Dwayne and Edison's Agri. It is a small farm in Sacramento. They recently launched a new program called Neighbor's Nest to provide snacks for families facing food insecurity. You can also catch them at the farmer's market in Arden. Still ahead, a Sacramento native is making wine on a smaller scale, but with a big heart. We'll meet the founder of Perch Wine Company ahead of their annual Perch Fest, featuring wine, of course, but also live music and falconry. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.